Four times you made Kanaya Mariam laugh in bed. Written by Arja Shea. Read by Brickgrass. Fandom Homestuck. Summary. GA. Rose, what happened to the bed? TT. Do you like it? GA. I don't know what it is exactly that I'm looking at here. Kanaya doubts Rose is taking this bed thing very seriously. G.A. Rose, will you kindly get up already? G.A. We have an appointment in less than half an hour. G.A. And your repeated attempts to lure me back to bed are not going to change that fact. T.T. It's too late for me, Kanaya. G.A. There is still sufficient time. G.A. It won't take you that long to put clothes on. I've seen you do so in considerably less time than that. T.T. You don't understand. T.T. You see, I have contracted a tragic illness that forces me to remain in bed. T.T. Which is actually the primary symptom. T.T. The primary, tragic symptom. G.A. What? T.T. I am bedridden with illness. The bedridden illness. T.T. I am bedstuck. G.A. Rose, something tells me that you are actually fine. T.T. Wait, I need your help. T.T. The only cure for this affliction is the application of copious amounts of booty. G.A. Now I know you are actually fine. T.T. But what if I'm not? Dare you risk it? G.A. Well. G.A. Just how urgent is this treatment? T.T. It needs to be applied as soon as possible, and repeatedly. T.T. Clear your calendar. T.T. It'll be a while. G.A. I don't know if I can accommodate that. G.A. Maybe I should just attend this thing on my own. T.T. You're right. I might be contagious. T.T. Save yourself while you can, Kanaya. T.T. Save yourself before I doom you to a life of never-ending booty romps. G.A. Rose, I'm going downstairs now. T.T. Carry me down to the water. Lay me down in bows of breasts. T.T. Set our ship to sea. G.A. Goodbye. T.T. So I have a proposition for you. G.A. Oh, do you? T.T. Yes. T.T. I propose that I would like to spoon you. G.A. That would be lovely. G.A. Though really not needing such exposition, given that we are both in bed and have spooned, as you call it, many times already. G.A. I would also like to note that you are currently messaging me, despite the fact that we are no more than an arm's length apart from each other. G.A. I am tentatively rating said action as adorable. G.A. Pending further developments. T.T. The new development in question is that I would like to be the big spoon this time. G.A. Oh! G.A. That seems kind of poorly advised, given our relative size differences. G.A. But I'm willing to give it a shot. T.T. I know. T.T. That's why I made these arm extenders. GA. GA. What the hell are you holding up right now? TT. Bonus arms. GA. You've already got arms. TT. And now I have more. I stole the code from John. GA. I'm not sure I'm okay with this. TT. But just think of the possibilities. TT. I could extend my reach for spooning. TT. Or other bedtime activities. GA. TT. Or I could make a few extra. TT. Maybe you'd like me better with 8 limbs. GA. GA. Where did you hear that? TT. So it's true. GA. What? GA. No. GA. Maybe? GA. I don't think I should answer that. GA. Rose, do you ever think about the future? TT. Well, I am a seer of light. GA. No, I just mean... GA. Think about what you would like our future together to look like. GA. Regardless of what your powers inform you. GA. Though I suppose I'm curious about those too. TT. Actually, I think about that quite frequently. TT. How I'd like to spend the future with you, that is. GA. What are your thoughts on the matter? TT. Tell me yours first. TT. You were the first to bring it up, so it only seems fair. GA. Well, GA. Okay, so... GA. I would like to think we settle down and have a large hive together. GA. Somewhere nice and sunny. GA. We could fill it with books and fashionable decorations and happy memories. TT. I like this plan. TT. It is remarkably similar to my own. TT. Add in a library, a study or two, a sunroom and garden for you. TT. Maybe a breakfast nook. GA. 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 Rose, that is the filthiest thing I have ever heard. TT. Oh, it's actually not as dirty as it sounds. TT. Unfortunately. TT. We may have to work on that. TT. Anything else of note? GA. GA. Maybe a pet? TT. Not children? GA. Well, okay, I guess we can have this conversation now. GA. But yes, I'd like to try this peculiar human custom of actually raising offspring someday. GA. To be honest? GA. I often thought of it even before I knew about humans, but I'm glad to know it's a thing that can be done. TT. I'd like children. GA. Oh, I am so glad to hear that. TT. In my version, we would have 3.6 children. TT. And they would all be named Herbert. TT. Except for number 0.6, I guess they could be Herb or Bert. TT. Or maybe just herb. TT. Herb Mariam Lalonde. GA. Excuse me. GA. I think you mean Herb Lalonde Mariam. TT. I'll wrestle you for it. GA. Rose, what happened to the bed? TT. Do you like it? GA. I don't know what it is exactly that I'm looking at here. TT. It's a fort. GA. A what? TT. A pillow fort. TT. A defensive structure built to repel invaders. GA. Is this something you had reason to be concerned about? GA. Has Gamzee started sleepwalking? TT. In this case, I built it more for nostalgic, as opposed to practical reasons. TT. It's an Earth custom. Children aren't responsible for building their own hives, especially not the highly defensible sort. TT. But we still like to play at it, in our youth. GA. Interesting. GA. I wonder if that is our doing somehow. GA. So how does one play at hive building? GA. Are invading hordes required? TT. Traditionally, siblings play that role, but that's optional. TT. Now that I've constructed the fort, what happens next is that we go inside it. GA. Okay. GA. Okay, I think I've secured myself inside now. GA. Sorry about the roof. TT. It's okay. I fixed it. GA. This is remarkably cozy. GA. Now what? TT. Now we use our imaginations. TT. For example, I'm imagining my hand on your leg. GA. Wow, you are very good at imagining. GA. Because I could swear that your hand is actually on my leg. TT. Your turn, Kanaya. GA. Okay. GA. I am imagining... GA. That I am kissing you. TT. TT. You learn quick. GA. Shh. GA. Only makeouts now. Tentacle therapist, TT, is now an idle chum. Grim Auxiliarix, GA, is now an idle chum. TG. Hey, did someone call for an obnoxious sibling? TG. You wanted me to show up and try to knock the fort down, right, Rose? TG. Rose. TG. TG. Okay, forget it, Terezi. It looks like they're too busy making out right now. TG. Guess you didn't need to get into your dragon costume after all. TG. Let's go bother Carcat instead. GC. Rah! The end.